Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, what do you know about In the Beam, veterinary laser therapy? It's always changing. Lots of good information that we need to know. And we want to thank our friends at Indiba and Kate Laser for sponsoring this great conversation as we have Dr. Ryan McKenzie in the house to share with us more information about this. How are you, Doc?
I'm doing well, Dr. Christman. How are you?
Good to see you. Excited to learn more about Kate Laser, because I always feel like, you know, laser's changing a lot, and you know, we use it so often in practice. So really good conversation coming out of this. A little information about our wonderful colleague, Dr. McKenzie. He is the U.S. Animal Health Clinical Training Manager for Indiba Kate Laser USA. Prior to assuming this role, he spent 5 years in the veterinary pharmaceutical industry as a professional sales services veterinarian, serving in both the U.S. inside sales department and as a PSV for the Delmarva D.C. region. Before transitioning to industry, Dr. McKenzie practiced for 13 years as a small animal general practitioner, primarily in Delaware. He earned his DVM degree from the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine in 2006 and completed an internship in emergency and critical care and internal medicine at VCA Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center in Norwalk, Connecticut. So lots of great experience in your journey there. I always like sharing our bios because it's so interesting how within the profession we have so many different career paths that we take, right? It's so cool.
100%.
I know. That's what I love about vet med. Okay, so for those that may be newer to laser therapy, can you give us a little bit of an overview of what Kate Laser is and how it works in the veterinary setting?
Yeah, that's a great question, Adam. I appreciate that. So Kate Laser, we're a therapeutic laser company. We have offices in Europe and also here. We're based out of Denver. That's our headquarters here, so in Colorado. And, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, it's funny, you mentioned there's a lot of changes. And I'd say there's a lot of terminology as well, too, that's used interchangeably, too. So you might see low-level laser therapy, low-light laser therapy, high-intensity laser therapy, cold laser therapy. And what do all of these mean? And sometimes I think that terms are used interchangeably when they're actually their own individual things. And so what I like to do is stick with, when we talk about laser therapy, I like to stick with photobiomodulation, or PBM. And I know it's a mouthful, photobiomodulation, but when we break that down into its parts, we have photo, that's light. We have bio, living tissues. And then finally, modulation. So when we modulate something, we're exerting an influence on that. And so putting that all together, what K-Laser is delivering is photobiomodulation. We're using light therapy to influence living cells. And that's exactly what we're doing here. And we have veterinary specific devices here that are FDA cleared, as well as separate human devices that are FDA cleared as well.
Okay, awesome. And we see it used quite a bit when we talk about, you know, pain management, but what are you seeing more advanced or unexpected applications of laser therapy in animal health?
Yeah, the really cool thing is that there's a lot of focus right now, not just on the musculoskeletal lesions or wound therapy, but internal medicine conditions and outside the box types of thinking. And pancreatitis, for example, you know, the pancreatitis has, you know, we know how frustrating those cases can be, the acute cases, the chronic cases, but laser therapy has really, really stepped up the game to be, you know, another adjunct in a multimodal way of managing those cases. Feline lower urinary tract disease. I don't know what the exact terminology is right now. You know, it's cystitis, fluted, FUS. But for those cats, you know, the ability to provide fast pain control and an anti-inflammatory action is just phenomenal, really useful with those guys in conjunction with traditional therapies.
And, you know, I see it used a lot in just post-operative care. They've used it and they enveloped it into their post-op pain management protocol as well for surgicals or post-cystotomies. Have you seen that too?
Yeah. Yeah. Then that's one of the more common uses is those incisional, even dental extractions as well too. Yeah. And it's a perfect time to do at least a single treatment because those animals are right there in front.
Yeah. What about beyond the standard use cases? Is there any specific example you can share with us about that?
Yeah, actually, I have two. First, I'll say seeing is believing. And we live in a society, like it or not, of instant gratification, right? And so we want to see a change. Our pet owners want to see a change. And so one thing that I always encourage is get before and after photos. And so the first thing that comes to mind would be that animal coming in for the hot spot. right? Maybe it's got atopic dermatitis, whatnot. I'm looking down at my golden retriever right now, and every time she starts to scratch, I'm thinking, oh no, is this the beginning of something? But what I would say is get those before and after photos, and to really see the difference, we clip an area, we do a laser therapy, and just a couple hours later, you can see that difference. The more chronic conditions where I've seen just a tremendous impact are those cats with the chronic gingival stomatitis. Traditionally, the therapy has been extract those teeth. And when lasers use as an adjunct to treating these cats, we have laser therapy, there's interferon, there's stem cell therapies now too. But the dramatic difference that I've seen in cats with that horrid gingival stomatitis that they can't eat, they're drooling, they have such a hard time. But those before and after photos have been really, really monumental. And we actually have a study going on right now in Europe looking at laser therapy for cats with chronic gingival stomatitis. So I'm really looking forward to the results of that study.
Interesting. It's I see it being used before they go ahead and do full mouth extractions on cats as well, just like making sure they feel a little bit more comfortable, and then of course like post-operative care. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what that study looks like.
Yeah, for sure. And the nice thing with our lasers is that, while they're under anesthesia, you can get right, into the back of the mouth if you need to, but you can also treat them awake going through the skin as well, through the muzzle.
Amazing. What about some misconceptions? I know that there's some biggest misconceptions or hesitations that veterinarians may have in investing in laser therapy, and how do you address those?
Fantastic question. I think the biggest thing that I've heard, and I throw myself under the bus, I was one of these practitioners that I tended to think of laser therapy, it was a niche. It was a nice to have. It was one of those things that I forgot about, and this machine was collecting dust, in the practice. And by the time I thought about using a laser, it was too late in many cases. I was more reactive than proactive. So I think that being proactive, I think that sometimes that is forgotten. The other thing, getting back to a niche market, there's I think the belief that I'm never going to see an ROI on this because I have to go out and I can only treat this certain number of cases or these certain conditions. When in fact, you can use laser, anything that has itis in it, I like to say, is laser therapy may benefit those cases. And so when you think of skin, for example, these are cases that we're seeing every single day. We don't have to go out and search. We don't have to look at our practice software and do a who got report to go and search for these things. We just need to remember that it's not necessarily a niche, and those cases are coming in. And as you're using your laser, even once a day, twice a day, you can see a really quick ROI on that as well too. I mean, we have a number of hospitals that have purchased one of our lasers that pay it off in 6 to 12 months. So it's really a great investment for your hospital, but also for your patients as well.
I feel that a lot of pet owners are aware of this as well when they see it on social media, because there's a lot of great videos that are out there that show the benefits of laser, a lot of TikTok videos of veterinarians showing the clients out there what that looks like. I share that because there was an instance that happened where a pet owner was new to our area, and she asked specifically if we have laser therapy, because if we didn't, then she would have went to another hospital that did. And I think that's exciting, in knowing the fact that like the clients now know, they're asking for it, they want to know a part of like integrative medicine components or rehab, whatever that may look, chronic pain, like you said, all the itises. But I'm sure that's got to make you guys happy, knowing like that the clients are really interested in it as well, right?
It does. And you mentioned social media, seeing these things out there, and who doesn't want to see an animal with cute little doggles on their face? But we know that our pet owners, they're asking about that. They see that and they want to learn more. And like you said, they may have used laser on themselves or, so absolutely. And it does make us happy, and me, I'm not a salesman. I'm a veterinarian first. And so just to see the benefits that laser can offer those patients is fantastic.
Great. What about technical support and training? We know that change can be a little scary to the veterinary practice. So what can that be done in terms to break out that adoption of new technology? And can you walk us through a little bit of how K-Laser handles its services and repairs and training?
Absolutely. And here in the United States specifically, we're really investing heavily in the veterinary space. And I mentioned we do have a bustling laser therapy business going on the human side, but we're really, really emphasizing the importance of using laser in the veterinary case or in the veterinary space this year. And so what I'll say from an educational standpoint, standpoint, we have a fantastic online learning academy. It's called Docebo. And so if you own one of our lasers, you and your staff get access to that learning content. But also, I'm here as well too. And I will tell you, I am keeping very, very busy. And we're smaller here in the United States, but we can tailor our presentations. We can tailor our educational sessions to what practices really want to see, what they're going to benefit the most from. And I've done this month of May alone over 20 of those trainings for individual hospitals. And so you get that personal, that customized training in addition to webinars, in addition to the online modules. As far as servicing the equipment itself, we're based out of Englewood, Colorado, just south of Denver. And you contact our customer service, you get a real person, whether you call in or whether you email in, and we will take your device back to service. We recommend servicing the devices every 2 years. You can get a loaner in the meantime, but the turnaround time is rapid. At most, we're talking 5 to 10 days. And everything is shipped, here in the United States. So it's not going overseas, it's shipped here. So fantastic customer service. Like I said, you get a real person whenever you pick up that phone to call.
Yeah, it's always helpful. And we know that there's a lot of excitement about the new K Laser Giro services, GIRO.
That's
What makes
correct.
this launch different, and how are these devices enhancing the way veterinary teams deliver care?
It's interesting. So we have our K laser lasers. We have three of those models. It's a good problem to have to differentiate this new device that we have in Giro, because we have three models of it too. But we're building off of the blueprints of the K laser. And so the big thing we're offering is power. So our Giro devices have the most power of any laser devices on the market. So what that translates to is fast, effective, efficient treatment times. And so what may have taken, 15 minutes to treat a dog at one time might take you 2 minutes now. So it's pretty profound. And so we think from a staff standpoint that if they have to restrain a dog for a certain period of time, they're only doing it for a couple minutes. And so that is a big game changer, a big differentiator. The other two things that we're adding here with the Giro line is a wavelength. It's a 1064 nanometer wavelength, 1064 nanometers. And that we call that the king of depth. And so as you go up in wavelength, the deeper you're able to penetrate. And so that 1064 can really help target deep tissue that smaller wavelengths may have had a hard enough time doing. So we're offering that, but also the 1064 wavelength is a very safe option to have, especially when we talk about dark-coated breeds, where that's like you wear that black shirt out in the hot sun like I'm wearing today. I'm going to feel that. It's going to heat up. You have a white shirt on, it might not heat up as much. So by 1064, it's able to basically bypass that melanin in the skin, those dark coats rather, that are going to absorb that wavelength. So you can really go deep with that as a result. The other thing that we offer too is with Giro now is what's called fluence-based therapy. If you look at a textbook, it's almost like looking at Plum's, the drug book, where they give you the dose of the drug like cephalexin. But traditionally, most laser devices will say, all right, you're going to treat 792 joules for this animal. What does that mean? It's like I'm giving cephalexin 500 milligrams to this dog. What's the dose though? Right. And so when you break that down, it might be 6 to 10 joules per centimeter squared. And so that's something, if you look up in the laser text, it's based on joules per centimeter squared, which is fluence. And that's what our device allows you to see. And you can use your finger literally to turn the knob to increase, the power if you want, increase the wavelength, increase the energy. So that's something that's different in the veterinary space that we're offering now with Giro.
That's awesome. You know what I was thinking too, when you have early adopters and they always try to figure out one, to your point earlier, they were talking about is the revenue, that how can we, make revenue off of something like this. And one of the things I'm curious to get your thoughts on this too, that I see is that they bundle this together. They bundle it either post-operatively, or they do maybe like a laser package and they prepay for X amount of sessions. What are some best practices that you're seeing with something like that?
And let's face it, a lot of conditions will respond to a single treatment, but most will need those multiple treatments. And the first thing I think of, and this is not just with laser therapy, but this is with any chronic drug, for example, is set that expectation with that owner. And forward booking is very instrumental. And lasers often come in package. The most standard package would be a 6-treatment package. And the reason for that is that there's a rule of thumb called the 3-2-1 rule. And for this case, we're going to treat 3 times the first week. Week 2, we're going to treat twice. And then week 3 is one treatment. And truthfully, if you're not seeing improvements by the second and third week, then we need to either change our dosage or reevaluate our diagnosis. But that package of six is really, really helpful. And again, it gets that owner in the mindset, I have to come back. Some practices do bundle, some will discount, for example, another, maybe it's a nail trim or whatnot. But I really think, discounting too much, sometimes I think you can make it lose the value of
Yeah.
the prescription you're recommending. But absolutely, those bundles really go a long way in getting that owner, because they have to come back for this treatment, but it just gets them in that mindset that this is what the doctor's recommending.
Do you find that most hospitals have the veterinary technician or nurse? Are they the ones that are usually doing the laser?
They are. Yep. And so I've seen practices who have a separate tech appointment column
Right.
that's filled with whatever they're getting, maybe it's a drug injection or they're getting nail trims, but also laser therapy as well too. But yeah, my wife is a licensed vet tech, and I know that vet techs run the practices, but it's really nice for them too, because we know what the burnout is like in vet med, especially for vet techs. And so anything we can do to empower them, I think is so important to do. And what a great way to bond, with those patients, to bond with those pet owners, and the technicians I know love to see the improvements.
I love that too. Huge shout out to the vet techs out there because this is one of those areas where they're not spectators, they're participants in the treatment process of their patients. And sometimes they may feel disenchanted that they may not have a component to the treatment plan option of like their patients. Well, this is one that's, I think it's just a phenomenal one for them to really bond with the clients. Like you said, they get to know the dogs and cats' behavior. And maybe they might need a refill of something while I'm in there. Let me get some heartworm prevention. So it's just an opportunity for good FaceTime and just good client service when you have laser in practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always liked it whenever I was in practice and a pet owner would come in with their dog, and they're not here to see Dr. Ryan. They're here
Yeah.
to see technician, whoever that might be, and so it's such an empowering thing to do. It's just
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Work a little more about K Laser.
Adam, that's a fantastic question. So you can find us online at www.indiba.com/US. And that is INDIBA.com/US.
We got it all in there. Awesome.
All right, we got it in there.
Dr. McKenzie, thank you so much for joining us. All the great work that you do.
My pleasure, Dr. Chrisman. Thanks
Thank
and
you.
good
Thank
work.
you for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow this podcast. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Chrisman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.